Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I am one of your hosts, DJ Culp, as always here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. What's up, Brad?
I'm enjoying my non-microwave coffee.
Good for you. I've already had two cups today, so I'm just drinking water. It's kind of boring. Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers. Gotta boost those up.
No way, dude. I drink for the flavor. If I drink too much coffee, it will give me a headache. And so I've had two cups today. I'll have a cup tonight. I'm fine. I'm good. So I was thinking about some tea, but I still thought
mispronounced pots.
How you doing, man? Happy Friday.
Well, I got the second coat of paint on the basement, so doing pretty good.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, and I saw that picture that you showed me. It looked good.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of next week, which by the time this airs will be in the past.
It's true.
We'll have flooring.
You know, oh, the floor will be that's in. That's great.
And we'll have our basement back. I'm really looking forward to having your basement back,
because yeah,
the basement has thrown up all over the rest of the house.
The basement threw up over the rest of the house. That's pretty extreme, considering, like, you know, you think about things falling, not rising. So it's pretty bad if the basement throws up.
Yeah.
So how far away really are you guys from being completely done, you know, redoing the basement?
Well, we picked out the flooring. Mm-hmm. Now we've got to get the flooring, and then we've got to find a day where Josh and I can put the flooring together.
Nice.
On the floor. Yeah. So that's the, and then move everything back.
Yeah.
Can't be done soon enough.
Well, when this airs, Brad, yeah, I can't imagine that you wouldn't have.
Yay,
flooring
it's
down.
Done.
It's done. Hopefully. It's done. Congrats, man. I hope that you've been enjoying it. It just happened so fast. Listeners, today is Monday, November 25th, and Brad and I would love to formally wish everyone here a happy Thanksgiving. And on that note, I'm just going to go ahead right here at the top of the show, Brad. It's coffee time. Coffee, coffee, coffee. I'll go ahead and cue the music. So we would like to thank the Green Frog Coffee Company here in Jackson, Tennessee, for collaborating with us. Your coupon code for this week is Thanksgiving. It is not what our show is about, but I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. Brad and I and our wives and our families wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Hope that you guys have just a wonderful, relaxing, grateful time with loved ones, with family members, with friends. If you guys are, you know, if you do service to the community, whatever the case is, happy Thanksgiving. So the code word for our coffee today is Thanksgiving. If you head up to the North store of Green Frog Coffee Company in Jackson, Tennessee, you'll get $2 off your order all day long. So we're on Thanksgiving break at this point in time. And so is Cher and the kids. Will Tabitha, like, are Tabitha and the kids on break as well? Or do they have to work? Like, are they in school up through Wednesday?
I don't know.
That's fair. Brad will know when this drops.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you're in Jackson, Tennessee, or if you're in the Jackson, Tennessee area, If you guys are going to do some Christmas shopping or whatever at the beginning of the week, Monday, November 25, code word, coupon code is Thanksgiving. Head to, again, the North Store of Green Frog Coffee Company. It's a great coffee spot. They've got great food. They've got great coffee. Coffee that's actually so good, Brad, that a snowman would drink it. It's a wonderful coffee spot, built on Christian values, and I love that they were very appreciative that they have decided to come along and help support the show in this way. So we hopefully you guys are going to head over there and give them some business. But other than that, let's move into our topic today, Brad. So listeners, I decided a while ago that I think a topic that would be worth your time far more than ours, because Brad and I, every now and then, we just kind of want to, kind of skew the whole series thing, and let's do something that's just going to mix things up. So Brad and I are going to put ourselves at the mercy of the court today, and we're going to talk about fails. Big giant fails. And some are embarrassing, some are not. Brad, I need to start because this is fresh on my mind. So, listeners, we have three kids. If you're regulars of the show, you know that. But if you're new to the show, my wife and I, we have three children, and our youngest, Brad Zoe, is two. And we are in the thick of potty training. We are, I know for a fact, I really do. We're in the probably the last third. Thank you very much. Okay. So Brad is screwing around with his background here on Zoom, and there's a wonderful picture of me conducting an ensemble that Brad has photoshopped a lightsaber over my baton, and it looks pretty epic. So anyways, Brad, I'm pretty sure that we're in like the last third of Zoe's potty training. And the other morning, I'm in the kitchen getting, everybody's breakfast together and helping Cher, like get the kids going. Cher's in the back, she's getting ready. And Noah and Addie are in the living room. They've already gotten their stuff together. I'm getting breakfast. And Zoe comes in and says, "Daddy." And she shows me a piece of candy. It's a gummy. And I'm like, and I said, "Where did you get that?" And her smile dropped. I just figured that she just found this piece of candy somewhere on the floor. And I took it from her and I said, "Zoe, this is candy." And I said, "Where did you get this?" And she just kind of mumbled. I said, "Where did you get this?" And she's, and I said, "Okay, well, we're just going to throw this away." And oh, gosh. The look of betrayal, the look of pure horror was all over her face as I threw this gummy bunny rabbit in the trash. And I saw her start to tear up and cry. And I'm like, I kind of expected this, because she found something on the floor. She thought, like, she was super proud that she found like an old piece of food or whatever. I just didn't want her to eat that. In about 2 seconds, I see Shara come over, and she said, "What did you do?" And I went, "I threw."
Oh
And that's when it hit.
no. Jerk.
Zoe had asked Zoe had asked Shara to go to the bathroom. So she sits down and goes to the bathroom, and she runs in
So proud.
to tell Daddy that she got potty candy. And I threw it
Took it and threw it away.
It still breaks my heart to see that look on her face.
Yeah, the question is, what did you do after that?
Okay. Yeah, that's when I went. I went, Oh no! Like, Zoe just started crying. So I picked her up. Brad, this was not a daddy, I got in trouble cry. She had her head on my shoulder and she was like chest crying. Like
Yeah.
her whole body was limp.
It's like, 'cause she didn't know what to do. This was not in the programming. I did something good. I got rewarded. I'm showing dad he's supposed to be happy, and instead,
In the trash.
he took it
Oh
and threw it
my.
away. And
I still can't believe it happened. So what we did was we went to the bathroom where like Cher's got this little dish that has, has potty candy in it. And so she got two.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, right. She got two pieces this time. Oh man. Oh, seriously. And I told Shara, this is a new level of my heart breaking. I have not experienced this one yet. Like I felt this big. So there we go, Brad. That's
I think you finally made it.
yes, did I? Okay.
You're officially in the club,
Oh.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I
I don't know
led.
if we should have started with that
Yeah,
one.
I had to though. I had to. Like it was fresh in my mind. It's like what?
Like, it
Oh
makes some of the
gosh.
stuff I was thinking about, like, yeah, it's like,
I'm really light.
oh,
Like wow, it
wow,
wasn't that
you're
bad.
pretty good, huh?
So Brad, a fail. What you got?
Yeah, like nothing that's gonna top that right now. I'm not saying I haven't had those moments, but you kind of over time kind of block them out of your head.
I don't know if I'm gonna get this one out of my head. And I can guarantee you, there's no way Cher's gonna let me forget that one.
Oh yeah, no,
No,
Cher is
yeah,
not.
that one's gonna live in infamy.
Well, but and again, what I've said before is it's not always the things you do. We all make mistakes. We all do dumb stuff. It's what you do after.
Right.
And so, for her, she'd be like, okay, next time she might bring you the piece of candy to throw away. Because
That's
I get
right.
two.
Because I
The
get two.
garbage can multiplies it. She might just walk up to the garbage can, throw it in, and
And
then be
throw it
like,
away.
hey.
Daddy, can I have another? Yeah.
And that's where, if
That's
she
not how that
does,
works.
you better give her two pieces or I will. Right.
We're gonna have Uncle B right
That's right.
the
Bring
wrong.
your whole bag.
Oh,
Here
listeners,
you
if you're new
go.
to the show, I think it's so a stinking adorable that my children call Brad Uncle B. I'm serious, dude. Uncle B and Aunt Babby, like you all have the coolest family names ever.
So when that first started, I looked at Tabby and I was like, so are you Aunt B?
No. No,
She
she's
was like,
not.
nope.
I hate that character.
Not Aunt B.
Yeah, what you got, Brad?
Fine. So again, a lot more low key, and I know I've shared this with you, but I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast before. I a couple years ago was working out, had just come back from a workout, and your dad called me. Well, I was like taking a pro had a protein shake, and what I always do like afterwards, because I've made the mistake in college to not cleaning it out, and then protein will like it smells like death if you leave it there for a couple
Oh,
days,
does it
get
really?
it sealed up. Yeah, I mean, because it's protein, it starts
Right.
to, So what I always do is I fill it about a third full, put some soap in it, and then I put it back together and I shake it up. Well, your dad called, so I'm shaking this up, and I'm talking to your dad, and all of a sudden my brain forgets that I've already drank my protein shake. And so I pop it open, because I've just shook it up, and I
Oh,
took a
dude.
big drink.
Oh.
And I just remember that I was about to say something to your dad, like about something else that I probably didn't need to whine about. And I went over the sink. I didn't swallow. I went over the sink. I spit it out. I was like, I'm laughing. I'm like, David, I think God just washed my mouth out with soap. I'm telling him what happened. I don't even know if he remembers it, but I won't forget it. But yeah, I was like,
Yuck.
Whole mouthful of Dawn, just soapy Dawn water. But yeah, autopilot, man. Just autopilot. Like, that's how my brain works or doesn't work. It's like, hey, I know we finished this, and then I know that we just put soapy water in here and we're shaking it up. But we were talking to somebody else about something else, so we forgot that. So, oh, look, a protein shake.
Nope, Dawn water.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, that only ever happened to me like once, and I had washed out a coffee mug and like a to-go tumbler, and apparently I didn't rinse it out good enough. That is one of, not the, but that is one of the worst cups of coffee that I ever had. I couldn't drink it, and when I poured it out, I actually saw, like,
Yeah.
on the ground, I saw the separation in the water, like where the soap was. It was ew. Whew. Whew. Man, like, you want to talk about bitter, dude, that's bitter.
Yeah, so not as high like as yours.
As throwing a child's candy away. It's not even
Yeah.
stealing it, it's disposing of it.
I can almost feel her. Like, I can't see her, but I can almost feel her expression and just.
So then another, then like then I've got two monumental ones. That's one of them. And the other one, I can't imagine, like, I'm pretty sure that Cher will listen to this one. Cher doesn't listen to the podcast. She's not really a pod, she not really. She just doesn't listen to podcasts. It's not her thing. But I'll tell her about this one. She'll want to go listen to it. But the other one is actually one of Cher's absolute favorite stories in the whole wide world. So we were, this was our 3rd year of marriage. We went to Disney World on our honeymoon, and we decided to go back 2 years later. So, we did we were doing the Disney World thing, and we were in Magic Kingdom. We had dinner there. We were waiting on the fireworks show, and we decided to, while we were waiting, we were done with dinner, and we were just kind of in this in between. And it's Disney World, man, right before the fireworks show, which means that you can't move, right? I mean,
I don't
there's
know.
just
I've never
that.
been to
There's,
Disney, but
oh,
sure.
oh, dude, it is a panic attack that awaits everyone. So we decide, rather than just standing around doing nothing, why don't we get like a family portrait made? Now, and I mean, like, we didn't drop $300 or $400 for this thing, so it's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. So I have leftovers in one hand, and then I've got the family portrait that we have made in my other. We watched the fireworks show, and once the fireworks are over with, we head to the shuttle to go back to the resort. We were staying at the Caribbean. I think that was, the Caribbean resort. So, Brad, I know you just say you've never been to Disney World, but listeners, for those of you who have, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this, that anytime, and Brad, anytime that like you're at Disney and you're done with the fireworks show and you have to take a shuttle back, you can only hope that you get a seat, because like those buses, because they're really public transportation type buses, right, that just drive around the property and take people to resorts and here and there to different parks. And you just hope and pray really that you get a seat, because otherwise, like, it is not seats only, it is they jam that bus in as tight as possible. So Cher and I, we're in a long line, and I'm thinking, I think we'll be able to get a seat. And lo and behold, we don't. We are standing, and I mean, we're like sardines, you know? I mean, seriously, like, anybody's, if you've ever been to the subway, like in New York or Chicago or something, not maybe the subway, but like, if you've been in that kind of a situation where there's just tons and tons of people around you, we're in the very back. And again, I'm holding leftovers from our dinner and our family portrait. I'm not holding on to anything. And we go, it's a super bumpy ride. When our bus is at a stoplight, and when he moves to go, he's turning left. And these buses, like the roads and the buses, are not built very well. To where they turn, like, I don't know how to say this, but like there wasn't really like this angle to where the bus could lean the way it was turning. As a matter of fact, the weight kind of threw it the other direction. So he made a sharp turn left. And at the exact moment that he turned, my nose said, "Oh, dude, you have to sneeze."
Oh.
I'm holding leftovers. I'm holding our family portrait. My wife is in front of me, and I have tons of people around me. And here's the thing. He's turning. I have no balance. So he not only turns, but he like it's almost like he hit something that forced like almost thrust the bus down. And I lost my balance. I nearly fell over at the exact time that I sneezed all over this guy. Was really hoping that was going to be the end of the transaction. But he said, "Dude, did you just sneeze on me?" And I didn't know what else to say, and I just went, "No."
Liar. Must have been the AC. What did he say? Like, okay.
He just wiped his face and went, "Gosh." Well,
Pretty
just like
sure you did. Pretty sure you did.
that is one of Cher's favorite stories, because what she'll do is she'll just look at me and go, "No." And I mean, like,
No.
I would have to say that is probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. So that's like, there's another fail for you, Brad.
So that reminds me, this is not mine, but that reminds me when I was in fifth grade, at this teacher who's also a coach, so it's always going to be good. He was actually a history teacher, good teacher actually. But if somebody fell asleep in his class, he had this spray bottle of water, and he would walk up behind them and go, chew, and just spray it on the back of their neck. And so they're just, they're waking up
Oh, that's awesome.
like he just, and they're like, did you just sneeze on me? Which, he could have very justly have said, no.
No, I didn't.
So my fail's a little bit in a different direction, and it's more of an ongoing thing where my ADHD just brilliance of this is going to be such a great idea. And sometimes they are, but I forget who I am. So your sister and I were engaged, we're in college, and so it's like we're poor college students. So I had this brilliant idea that I was, so I spent like 50, $60 on eBay, and I bought 1,000 glow sticks.
1,000 glow
1,000 glow
sticks.
sticks, right? And so, and I was gonna, I'm on a college campus, so I'm like, this is perfect opportunity. I'll just sell them for $1 a piece. I'll make $1,000. And I'm still convinced it could be done. Could be done. So somebody out there, here, there's your idea.
There you
Like
go. Yeah, quick
Thursday,
grand.
Friday, Saturday on a college campus, you could sell 1,000 glow sticks for $1 a piece. Especially back in the, just Venmo it.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
Right.
But I forgot one vital important thing. I'm an introvert.
So you're scared to ask me
I never ask
plans.
anyone to buy, not a single one. I'm sitting here on these 1,000 glow sticks.
That's
They're
awesome.
tubes of 100. So like there's like, 10 tubes of glow sticks. I have all kinds of glow sticks. I have had this brilliant plan, which again, I still think was brilliant. Somebody out there, use it.
Right. Who isn't
Quick.
scared to talk to
Quick
people?
time, but yeah, I am not. Oh crap! I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I could never bring myself to do
See,
that. We actually ended up we used them a lot of different things, but like the first year we moved into the house for Halloween, we gave out glow sticks. We were the house
Nice.
of the
House of the glow
it
sticks.
was the place to go. Like we had adults ask, can I have one? Yeah. We got a
That's
thousand
awesome.
of them.
Like, seriously, Brett, that's something that you would hear like on a sitcom. You know, a character
Yep.
thinks, I've got this great idea. Oh, I don't want
And
to
so,
talk to people.
but here's the thing, and it's not glow sticks, right? Because I'm sharp enough to go, But I couldn't tell you the amount of times that I've done something like that and just cycled around. Like me and Tabby were in the house when we were first married, and it was so a few years down the road from the glow stick debacle. And I got this kit for like $40 where I was going to go to businesses and sell, like it was like imprints. You know, it was before like it was mainstreamed, like everybody had a website for it. You know, he had a catalog, and so people could order these things, which again, I think could have been a good business for someone who would actually take this stuff and walk into and talk to a business about it. And I never did. Not a single one. I paid for the samples because that's what you were paying for. Like you so I had this cup and some pens and all this that had random logos and stuff, your logo
So like,
here.
did you make it to the like, the, were you like sitting in your car or your truck, sitting in the business parking lot, just
No, I
sweating,
never
thinking, I
no
can't do this, I
I
can't do
never got that
this.
far. Never got that far. It was more like I'm gonna do it tomorrow,
I'll
and then
do it
tomorrow
tomorrow.
comes.
When, yeah.
And then tomorrow comes, it's like, yeah, it's just not a good day.
That's right.
Although here's the thing with your sister, most of the time, she loves me so much that if it's not an expensive ordeal, she'll humor me. Right? She'll humor me. She'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes she'll bring those things up. But now we've got the eBay business. So
Yeah.
it did finally have one that worked out, but I don't have to deal with
I was
people,
about to
right?
say, no one sees you. You don't see them. You don't have to talk
That's
to
right.
anybody. That's right.
I took the part that we kept messing it up out of the equation.
The equation.
Oh no. There's a
That's
little like
awesome.
video of this little kid, and he's like, "Oh no, people." He's kind of backing up, and I'm like, "Yes, this kid gets me."
So another I won't say like a fail, but an embarrassing moment that Sharon didn't know me at this point in time. This was actually, if my memory serves me correctly, this is the last year of college that Shara and I were not in like in college at the same time. So she would start attending Murray State at the like the next semester. So I was performing with the Murray State University Go Racers, Murray State University Wind Ensemble. We were actually in New York. We got to perform on Carnegie Hall stage.
I
Got to
remember that. I remember you
Do
getting it. I
you?
mean, I didn't go,
Right,
but I
I'm well
remember.
aware of that. Yeah. Yeah.
But
But yeah, I mean, it was a really, really cool trip. Only time I've been to New York, and we were there, I think we were there like 4 or 5 days, 4 days maybe. So anyways, what we want to do, me and a couple people, we're thinking, I mean, we're in New York. Let's go to a jazz club. I mean, this is like one of the main places in the entire world where jazz really matured, you know? And so what we do is we get on the subway and I don't know how many blocks we are away, Brad, from our hotel. And so we get to the club. We sit down at this table. I'm not gonna say it's not a nice club, but it's certainly not a shanty. You know, it's just kind of like a it's
A
like an ups
shanty,
it's
that's something that you sing on the sea.
that's true. A
So, like,
shack. Yeah, that's right.
you keep,
But I mean,
what is
like
a shanty?
it's like a it's just like an upscale bar, kind of like a comedy club might be, that kind of thing. Maybe not upscale, but anyways, it's not a dump. And so we sit down, I get some cheesecake, get some, I don't know, tea or coffee or something like that. And I think to myself, I'll be fine. We're just gonna get on the we're just gonna get on the subway and head back to the hotel when we're done. So we are, I guess we're on the subway about, I don't know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and my bladder says, "Oh, you need to go to the bathroom." I found
You should
that
not eat the cheesecake at the not.
I found out, Brad, that public restrooms are not a thing in New York City.
Least not free ones.
Dude, no, like there aren't any. Like where we finally get off the subway on our stop. I mean, I'm doing some shaking. You know what I'm talking about? Like it is very, very hard to not go, to not just wet my pants. And so I walk like we keep walking in and out of different places. There's so many things that are closed. I see a Walgreens and I'm like, yes, Walgreens. No, it's closed, locked up. So I walk in and I see this guy, concierge behind a desk, and I say, look, I know you guys probably just don't do this. Dude, it's not even ridiculous how bad I have to go to the bathroom. Can I please, do you have a restroom that I can? And he goes, all right. Yeah, and he hands me a key, and this is where he tells me to go. The bathroom is because I like my brain is doing everything in its power to not release, and so I just yeah cool, and I run down the hall, and I try the first door, and I'm thinking I think this is what he said, the key doesn't work, and before I can get to the next door, my body says yeah I'm done. And right there. And so, dude, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I was 22 years old the last time I peed my pants.
Oh.
Like, and I was in khakis, by the
Oh.
way. Now, here's the thing. What I had to
Is this
do.
before or after you played on Carnegie Hall?
No, this was before Carnegie Hall. But here's the thing. I had to give this guy his key back. And I'm like, oh man, like
Like, do you
I
have a
have
knot?
I like this is going to happen. So what I do is I just I mean like I was raised to be honest, right? So
Well,
I
you didn't have
start
to tell him what happened.
well, so I start heading back, and I mean he's looking down and what he's looking down and he's just doing stuff, and the desk that he's behind is really tall. So I just keep walking and he keeps looking down and I keep walking and he still doesn't see me coming up. And I walk all the way up to the desk and I hand him the key and I say, thanks. And I walk out and I don't tell him anything. And the people that I was with, this is what I told him. I don't want to hear a word from you. Don't say anything to me. And like to be quite
What
honest,
is
now
this random pedal?
yeah, I know. Why does the hallway stink, right? So I'm trying to remember. I can remember two of the three people that I was with. Lori Lanham, who is now Lori Maddox, shout out to Lori, and Ben Rice, shout out to Ben. I know that you guys will never forget that evening. There we go, Brad. I've wet my pants,
Nor will
man.
that
Yeah.
guy. I'm gonna tell you what.
That's
Never gonna give another guy the key. He'd be like, no,
that's
get out of
right. Yeah,
here.
no way. That yeah, I mean, like, and rightly so, I probably ruined it for
Last
everybody.
time,
Yeah, I'm the
last
guy.
time.
I'm the guy. I'm the one who ruins it for everyone.
So, similar vein story. Your sister had to go to the bathroom real bad, and we're going to this Chick-fil-A, and we're like right around downtown Indianapolis. So I'm like, it's fine. Well, I'm like, it's okay. She's like, I really got to go to the bathroom. Why don't we stop at this gas station? And I'm like, we're almost to the Chick-fil-A. Well, it wasn't a freestanding Chick-fil-A. It was a Chick-fil-A in a mall like
Oh
thing. And so we had to
no.
park in the parking garage. And your sister, like, so we get in there as quick as we can. And I'm being apologetic. I'm sorry. She's like, I've got to go so bad. She gets out of the van. She takes like 10 steps and she goes, I'm not going to make it to a
Oh
bathroom.
no.
So we're problem solvers. All right. We've got three kids. We're problem solvers. We used to have like a office-sized waste basket, garbage can that we kept in the van. So I pulled the bag out and
Here you
well, no, so like she gets back in the van, close the door. I'm standing there to make sure like this is going on, and she pees in the trash can. Now I'm like, all right, now I got a trash can full of pee. I am not gonna just dump it out in this garage. So I take this like bottle that we had in
What's
there
happening right now, Brad?
and like pour her pee into the bottle from the trash can,
That's very meticulous of you.
seal it up, and throw it in the first trash can we come to. But she reminds me often, I told you I needed to pee, and I told you to just stop,
Oh, that's
and
funny.
you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So sorry you didn't grab a trash can. Take care of it, DJ. But yeah.
So
Pea stories.
Brad, we're about 40 minutes in, and do you have a like a most embarrassing story? Like how what's the most embarrassed that you've ever been in your life?
Well, I mean, on the vein of pea stories, let's just go with it.
All right, man.
I was in fourth grade. In
So
fourth grade math.
already you have not leveled the playing field because I still have the DJ. You're 22. You should have known better. All right, thank you.
No, I was in fourth grade, and I don't even remember having to go that bad. And I'm very literal, right? I'm an introvert, and especially back then. Like I didn't break rules. Like Tabby laughs. She said, I was more the rule breaker, and then I grew up and I go by the rules. You were the rule follower and you grew up and now you're like, they're just guidelines. More like boundaries and guidelines. Anyway, so the teacher had said, do not interrupt me while I'm teaching. Don't interrupt me, I'm teaching. So I'm waiting. Have to go to the bathroom, have to raise my
You're
hand
such a
to
good
get
student,
permission to go to the
Brad.
bathroom. And I'm just sitting there waiting, and she's teaching this math lesson. And all of a sudden, everything just got warm. And I look down, and it's dripping off of my seat. And I'm in the middle of the class. Like,
Oh,
I'm in the middle of the classroom
no.
in fourth grade. And I just peed myself. And like, I'm sure she didn't forget it, hasn't forgotten this either. But, and now she was awesome. Got me to the bathroom, asked me, she was like, why didn't you tell me you had to go, kind of deal. And I was like, you said, don't interrupt me. And she's like, well, that's an exception, kind of. They called my mom. She was like, you just wait in here in the stall. We're going to call your mom, have her, bring you some clothes. And of course, my mom is not your dad. And I'm so grateful for this because my mom brought me a change of clothes and then took me home.
Oh, wow. She took you home?
I just peed myself in the middle of a fourth grade classroom, DJ.
I guarantee you
No.
Shara would take our kids home. I would say, here's a change of clothes. Next time ask.
Let me tell you, for something that killed me until I was in high school almost, I was so afraid. I am so glad that my mom is my mom and not you and your dad. Because that is not a justice situation. That is a you just like you had an accident. That's like you getting into a bad accident and like busting up your face, and then the person like at your little like
Oh,
part-time job
man.
going, but you're still coming in, right? No, I'm
Oh,
not.
no, I'm not.
I'll be there tomorrow. Here's the crazy thing. Here's the crazy thing. Nobody ever mentioned that it happened. I went back the next day
Oh, yeah.
so
Yeah.
afraid that I was just going to get ridiculed by everybody.
Dude, that's awesome that you didn't.
And nobody said anything. I don't know what the teacher said.
Right.
I don't know what, maybe they didn't notice. I was probably in eighth grade, and I was talking to some friends who were in that class. And I'm like, "Did you remember me like doing this?" And they were like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Why did you not make fun of me?" And they were like, "I don't know. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, like, dude, we blew
Like, I was like a God
it.
thing because, like, here I am, like, I'm gonna be the kid that wet themselves, and like nobody ever said anything. But now I went back to class, so now I'm like over worried that's gonna happen again.
Right. Yeah.
And so she had told me, "Look, if you ever need to go, just let me know, and I'll let you go. It's fine." So, like, for the first week after that, every time I was in her class, I'd walk up and go, "I gotta go to the bathroom." She was like, but she was a great teacher. And I love this about her. She said, "Do you really need to go, or are you just afraid?"
Yeah.
And I would go, "I'm just afraid most of the time." And
Yeah.
she'd go, "Okay, if you need to go, you go. But if you're just afraid, just sit
Yeah.
back down." So
Then sit down
I
and
did.
shut
But I'm going to tell you, like, to
up.
this day, I usually will not leave to go anywhere. I'll go to the bathroom before I leave.
Yeah.
But I was in high school before, like, every opportunity that I got, like in middle school and even the beginning of high school, like I would go at lunch, whether I had to go or not,
Yeah.
and if there was like a recess, I would go to the bathroom at recess. And every time, because this is not happening again.
Yeah. So, along those same lines, Brad, like the whole sneezing on the guy, and dude, if there's a listener out there that has a story of I was minding my own
I
business
was at Disney.
and I was at Disney World and having a great time with my family until some random guy sneezed in my face and then bailed on it and denied it. Sorry, man, but I remember thinking like I will oftentimes
Sorry, I
when
lied. I
Sherry's
knew
starting to
that guy
laugh at me,
sneezed on me.
like I will think to myself, Sharon, like I could have either dropped our leftovers, I could have dropped our portrait, or I just could have decided to sneeze on you. Like, all of those are bad ideas. And if you're and here's the thing, if anyone says, "Well, DJ, you should not have sneezed," Brad, have you ever had one of these sneezes that
Oh, I've tried.
absolutely, dude, they come
You
out of
almost
nowhere?
like, and if you try to hold it back, you'd about die.
Yeah, you can't do it. It was one of those that it wasn't something I had been working on for like 5 minutes. It was a, and you got to sneeze now, but no, I have oftentimes thought how would I have done this again? And so, I mean, anytime that I go to sneeze, if there are people around me, I get a little paranoid, like I'm scared. Well, listeners, again, as we started the show, Happy Thanksgiving. There you go. You've got some ammunition on me and Brad, probably more me than Brad.
I was like, what have you learned? Don't go on a trip with DJ.
Yeah, right. And don't tell DJ about the things that you've done well and showed in trophies. He'll throw them away. Yeah. Oh gosh, dude, that killed me. Man, that killed me. But listeners, we love that you love our show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for bearing with us. It is the season of in our culture, there's a season of joy, there's a season of hope, of grace, of peace. And for those of you that know about the history of Thanksgiving, you know about the history of Thanksgiving. I'm not going to open that can of worms. That's not what this is about. I hope that God blesses you and your family. In wonderful, wonderful, very unique and special ways. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. We love you. And you know what to do. You know how to follow us. You know how to contact us. If you're new to the show, we've got a Facebook group page. We've got an Instagram. We've got Twitter, or X, formerly called Twitter. menchurchstuff@gmail. Reach out to us. But rate and review our show. But happy Thanksgiving, guys. Brad?
Hey, DJ, do you know why it bothers you so much?
Why what bothers me?
The thing that you threw away, the candy and her face and all that. You know why it bothers you so much?
Why?
It's because you're a good dad.
Okay.
Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
We will catch you next time.